Thank you for listening to the weekly messages of New Providence Primitive Baptist Church. To subscribe to our podcast, hear other messages, or learn more about us, please visit nppbc.com.
There's a good spirit moving on in this place tonight.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Got something a lot to share with before we get into the preaching tonight. I work in Oak Ridge down there, Mr. Y-12, and truck driver pulled up the other day, and he said, Brother Billy, some pastor asked us something at church, and I'm going to ask you this and see what your opinion is on it, which in my opinion don't matter anyway. But pastor asked us, said, if you was God, would you save yourself? Would you have saved you? He said, how about it? Would you would have saved you if you was God? I said, absolutely. He said, I wouldn't have saved me. I didn't deserve it. I said, don't get me wrong, brother. I didn't deserve it at all. I had my penalty coming for me. But the scripture teaches that it's not God's will that any man should perish, but that all should come to knowledge of repentance. If I was the only one, he would send his heaven best for me. And I thank God for that tonight. For sin did abound, much more did grace abound. Amen. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy hath he saved us. Amen. Not because of our church membership, not because of what we hold in church, not because of our homes in order or out of order, because of our bank account, but the scripture specifically says, but according to his mercy hath he saved us. And I thank God for that tonight. Amen. That's something worth getting a little bit excited over, brother. I don't know about you, but that excites us, old boy. Knowing that I was hell deserving, hell bound, no good for nothing scoundrel, had not a thing to offer the King of Glory, but he still seemed fit to send his heaven best to die in my place. And I thank God for that. It's a sweet spirit. It's going to be some hard preaching. And Brother Tom, I might need your help here at Amen in here tonight. But I'd like to return to the book of Hebrews, chapter number 10. We talked about this last week. I had no idea what I was preaching on tonight. In fact, when God gave me this message, I tried in every way in the world to avoid this, and God kept bringing me back to here. And so I know this is what God has laid on the heart. Hebrews chapter number 10. We've got about three verses God has laid upon our hearts tonight as we dissect and get into the Word. If you're glad you're saved tonight, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for that. If you didn't say amen, today is the day of salvation. You can say that too if you'd like. So if you're here lost, if you don't get one nary thing out of tonight's message, get saved.
Amen.
Get saved. That's the most important thing you'll ever hear as a lost person. You must be born again. He told Nicodemus the same thing. You must be born. He said, marvel not that I say unto thee, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, but that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Marvel not, I say unto thee, you must be born again. Get saved. Amen. Hebrews chapter number 10, beginning reading in verse number 23. The Bible says here, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the matter of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your sweet Holy Spirit that we're able to feel and recognize God here tonight. We stand in need of a touch from God. Lord, we want you to make yourself known to us as you already have. We want you to abide in here tonight, that you give us liberty, for the scripture teaches us where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Father, we know that we fall short. We know we're in need of a touch from God every day of our life. I pray, God, that this church would search out their own heart, that as your scripture teaches, to work out their own salvation in fear and trembling. If there's a need at all, if they need a closer walk with you, if they need a touch from you in some form or fashion, Lord, may they find themselves an old-fashioned altar of prayer before it's everlasting too late. Father, we thank you and we love you for all that you do. We'll give you all the praise and honor and glory for it all. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen.
servant taught him.
Hebrews chapter number 10. Begin reading in verse number 23. This is a very challenging message to the church. I told some of them before come in, as I was coming in from Shoe Fest, just go ahead and slip it on. It might hurt and grind a little bit. Let it just shave off the bad areas and just line yourself up with the word here tonight. The Bible says here in verse number 23, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. And I tell you, Christians, if there ever was a time to be stand fast and behold the power of God in our profession of faith, it is today. The Christians, the churches are trying to get their doors to close. They're trying to forsake what God has brought them from. They're forgetting what God has saved them from. They are getting paralyzed with things of this world. They are forgetting everything they've been brought from and what God has done for them. And so here the writer is challenging the church here to hold fast the profession of our faith. If given the opportunity, the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Paul was a great writer of the scriptures when he said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Are you ashamed tonight, church? Are you ashamed of what God has brought you from and what he's done for you? Are you ashamed because you was once a hell-bound, hell-deserving sinner? Are you ashamed to stand and share your testimony of what God has brought you from? Are you ashamed of Jesus tonight, church? I tell you, we need to be holding fast the profession of our faith and not wavering anything at all, not wondering who you're going to offend. I'd worry about who you're not going to offend. Amen. I'd be more apt to say that God's coming. Jesus is coming. Prepare you the way of the Lord. Make your path straight. Amen. He is coming just like he said he would. Amen. We used to play an old game. Was we as young as ready or not? Here we come. Can I tell you, church, ready or not, Jesus is coming one day. Amen. And you better find yourself ready to meet the Lord in the air. We need to be more apt to teach and explain the word of God. Tell people that there's a real man named Jesus. There's still hope for those that don't find no hope. There's still salvation in this world. Amen. There is a way that seems right to man. Amen. But the Bible says the end thereof is destruction. Amen. And that's where they're going to find themselves if we don't get their hearts right with God. And so here the writer is saying, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. I love this right here. For he is faithful that promised. I started thinking about some more scripture that came to my mind. It's been in my mind hot and heavy this past few weeks. And I'd like to share it with you over in 1 Corinthians chapter number 1 and verse number 9. And the Bible says here, God is faithful. There it is again. Yeah. If you want to count on somebody, his name is Jesus. Amen. He will never leave you, nor he'll ever forsake you. Yeah. The Bible says here, God is faithful. By whom, listen to this, church, it's for the believers here, by whom ye were called. Amen. God pointed you out one day and called you out. I said, I want you today. Amen. That's pretty special if you ask me. He found the place you was in, the place you was lost, the place you was headed to hell, and pinpointed you out and called you with a holy calling. Amen. Amen. And the Bible says here, God is faithful by whom ye were called unto the, listen to this, unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. So listen to this, church. God is faithful. I might let you now. And Brother Tommy, I love you, but he's still a man. He might fail you. But God is faithful. You hear me tonight, church? God is faithful. Amen. Amen. And in verse number 24, the Bible says, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Now listen here, church. Now let me tell you something. The church house is a sacred place. The church house is a holy place. It's a special place for the believers to come together in unity, in one mind, in one accord, and worship the great Creator and talk about what he's done in our lives and sing a little songs of praise and hear a little bit of gospel preached and to bear one another's burdens and learn to love one another in spite of their shortcomings, in spite of what they should have done and didn't do, in spite of all this, amen. This place is a special and holy and peculiar place. Now, I want to tell you, I hope and pray to goodness you've dedicated your home to Jesus. That's all fine and good. But the Bible says here in the verse number 25 is working our thought tonight. He starts out not forsaking the assembling together, ourselves together as a matter of some is. Right. This is a special place that born again believers can come together in unity and pray and love and praise Jesus Christ. Amen. The one that saved you, the one that carries you out of the pit of hell. This is a special place, amen, to gather to worship.
Amen.
I love what the scripture says here, opening up in verse number 25. Not forsaking. Amen. That tells me not to forget about, not to cast it aside, that if you're alive and able to be here, you need to be in the house of God. And it makes me sick, and I bet it makes God sick. I can see some of his children sitting at the dad blame house. I think they can watch it on TV and on live stream and not have one narrow thing wrong with them. They could be in the house of God. Amen. We ought not to forsake ourselves to assemble together. And the matter of some is, he's talking about the rest of the lost and dying world. They don't know any better, my friend. But the church should be in the house of God when the doors are open, if you're able to.
Yep.
He didn't give an excuse here.
Nope.
He didn't give you a reason to stay home. I know it's much easier to sit at home and turn your internet home and watch it on live stream. This is something that's been on my mind, Brother Tommy, pretty hot and heavy. It's kind of quiet in here tonight, brother. But I tell you, I felt some Christians said, well, we can just stay at home. I'm a little bit scared. What are you scared of, my friend? Have you not trusted Jesus, your personal Savior? Has he not pulled you out of the pit of hell? What are you afraid of? Well, I don't turn on her. God bless your sorry little heart. I'm telling you, if you get your heart right with God, amen, the Bible says he didn't give you a spirit of fear, but a sound mind, amen. If you had learned to get your mind in tune with God and trust in Jesus and had the same amount of faith that we had that God saved you from, praise God, you can have some church. In the house of God. Amen. Yes. Boy, it's quiet in here tonight, church. It's hard. Amen. But not to forsaking the selves, forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as a matter of some is. Do you know what separates us from the rest of, us and the rest of the dying world? Jesus.
Yeah.
That precious gift of salvation. Yeah. You're just as ugly as they are. Amen. You just fall short much as they do. But you see, we're born again. We're saved. We're peculiar. We're holy. Amen. We know better tonight. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And you say, preacher, how do you know? How do you know when you come to church or not? How do you know if you're too sick to come to church? That's between you and God. I ain't your judge. But I'm here to tell you tonight, church, get in the house of God. Yeah. If you know somebody's back there calling out on Jesus, you better hold fast profession of faith and go tell them. You better get your butt in church.
Come on,
help us. Well, God ain't convicting me. Right here is where you need to be.
Amen.
Right here is where you need to find yourselves. Amen. When I fall short, you know what I have to do?
Yeah.
Lord, it's this old country boy again. I messed up again.
Mm-hmm.
Some of my favorite blessed scripture tonight is found in 1 John chapter 1 and verse number 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful just to forgive our sins and cleanseth us from all unrighteousness. Can I tell you what? That ain't a shower, that's not a soap that you can buy in a store. Amen. That can cleanse your soul like the good old Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I'm talking about coming to heaven, a good come to Jesus meeting, and get shined up a little bit, if you will. Amen. Get the sins cast away as far as the east is from the west. I'm talking about being made a new creature in the Lord Jesus Christ. By the way, how the Bible teaches over Corinthians, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Not to forsaking the assembling together, ourselves together as a matter of some is, but exhorting one another. Sometimes we lift each other up. You get outside the doors of this church, it's laborsome, it's tiresome. Is that a word here? 6 mile tarsome. I think that's the beginning of the word.
Yeah.
It's tarsome. You want to give up and give out. Nobody's going to listen to you. Nobody's going to listen to your prayers. I can go to the store. I'm scared I might get shot at.
Mm.
Exhorting one another.
Yeah.
You will never know until it happens to you personally. When you come to the doors of the church and you're broken over, I mean, you're just war dog out tired. You put in 150%. Wednesday night comes around and you're just wore out. You got a headache, backache, tongueache, toothache, toenail hurts. Find every reason in the world to come to the house of God. Well, I just wait till Sunday morning.
Yeah.
And you lay out of church. Knowing good and well that God, that your heavenly Father would have you to be here. You think, well, I just watched the old live stream. I love live stream. Don't think I'm just casting away on it. I promise I love it for the right reason. And you'll say, well, I just watched on live stream. I wait till Sunday morning. And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit was dealing with you. But then what?
Yeah.
Let me give you some scripture, church. It's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of a living God. Amen. You may pull this preacher. You may pull this. You may pull the church. But he's all knowing.
Amen.
He's all powerful. He can be everywhere at the same time, my friend. And when he leaves you, boy, it's a dangerous ground to get in. But the whole time you're sitting there thinking, well, I need just to go on in there Wednesday night. You come in here dog tired. I mean, beat up from the things of this world. People talking about you, spitting on you, telling you wish you'd shut up, quit preaching, shut up, quit being a Bible thumper. And you come in here and you drag yourself up to the altar out of faith. And all of a sudden you look back behind you as you're walking and you hear the footsteps of the saints walking up behind you. I'm telling you what, Brother Tommy, there's a lot of comfort when you feel this right here come up behind you. And feel somebody come up behind you and rub up back real good. And say, I know where you're at. I've been there. I know you're tired. I know you're hurt. But let me tell you about a man named Jesus, amen, who's a master of restoration. And you come down here and you put your tears upon the altar and begin to cry out to the only one that can help you. And you stand up and you're able to praise the Lord for what he has done. Amen.
Amen.
Not because you deserved it, but because you sought him out. Amen.
Wow.
But exhorting one another. You say, hey, well, I'm doing pretty good. Pray for your pastor.
Amen.
He's got a lot of responsibility on you bunch of heathens. Amen.
Yeah,
I know he's a man for the job because I've been around him long enough to see the desire in his heart and the call in his life. But he has a lot of responsibility. Come to the house of God and pray for him, lift him up and love him. Come to the house of God because he needs somebody to preach to.
Yeah.
I've been there a time or two, not many times. They come and ask to come to church and preach. I look back and it'd be almost completely empty. It ain't the same, is it, Brother Tommy?
No.
We need people to preach to. Come to the house of God to be lifted up and exhorted through the scripture, amen.
That's right.
How many times you come in, well, I've done this, I've done that, I'm doing good, feeling good. By the time I get up here and start preaching some good message, start piercing your heart, making you feel awful, your toes get stepped on, you start pitching your seat, wishing he had hushed, and the whole time you think, Lord, what have I done to deserve his? Can I tell you, this man loves you, and all he has a job to do is to preach what thus saith the Lord. Amen. If it convicts you, take it up with Jesus. Amen.
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 Amen. Help us, God.
Not forsaking. It says, but exhorting one another. I don't know if the church struggles with this or not. I don't see it yet. Loving one another.
Yeah. God help us.
If you don't learn to love one another, how can you love the Lord?
That's right. That's right.
There's enough this world knocking this church down the whole time. Tree outside the door of the church.
Yeah.
Do you feel it? You can see it everywhere.
That's right.
When you come to the house of God, it should be a place of worship, a place of love, and exhort one another. Because you know what it's like to be outside the doors of the church. Hey, it's easy to come in here and go through the shouts. It's easy to come to the house of God and shed some tears. It's easy to come to the house of God and raise your hands up. But when you leave outside the doors of the church, how much harder is it, amen, to be a light for Jesus? Now, let me give you some more scripture. He says, by the way, so let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works which glorify your Father which is in heaven. That's not just in the house of God. That's out there as well.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
Exhorting one another. Learning to love. Latter part of verse number 25. It's crucial.
Yeah. That's
right. It's crucial.
Right.
And the Bible says it's so much the more.
That's right.
As you see the day approaching. We need it now more. That's Sunday.
Yes.
We need it now on this Wednesday night.
Yes.
More than last Wednesday night.
Yes. God help
it is more than just I have to come to church. It is much more than a heaven bought privilege to come to church. But my friends, hear me and hear me well. If you have been saved, it is a necessity to your spiritual life to be here. You see, this is where you come and feed the inner man. This is where you come and get fed the spiritual food. Amen. That when you leave the doors of the church, you have something to tell somebody about. I was reminded as I was studying this out about a story of a couple of Indians. One of the older men talking to a young boy. And he said, there's two wolves. One was a wise wolf, the other was a mean wolf. They get in the fight and they're brawling. I mean, they're just tearing each other up. That young Indian boy looked up and said, which one wins? He said, the one that ate the most. What are you saying, preacher? The one you feed the most is the one that's going to get the job done.
Yeah.
Let me give you some more scripture in case you want some more of that. He said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh.
Yeah.
Let me give you some more. There's a whole bunch of scripture. He said, but he that soweth to the flesh shall the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the spirit shall reap life everlasting. For a new season we shall reap if we faint not. Don't give up. Somebody out there is watching you. Every time you leave your driveway to come to the house of God, and every time the doors is open, somebody's looking to you for example. Don't forsake that right. Don't forsake the privilege. So much the more as you see the day approaching.
Amen.
Yeah.
Boy, I tell you what. I've seen things come to pass with a time that I never, ever, never would have thought would have happened. Sin is growing.
Yeah.
And they ain't there need to put no label on it. I mean, it's just sin.
Yeah.
The Bible says all unrighteousness is sin.
Yeah.
It's getting bigger and more well known and more easy to partake of. And the Bible says if it was possible that he would deceive, he being Satan, Lucifer, he said if it was possible, he would deceive the very elect. We heard different testimonies of how Tommy got saved, how my sister got saved. Do you know how they got saved? How the Bible says that the faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God.
Amen.
If you don't come to the house of God, how can you hear the word of God? Well, I turn that old TV on. Let me tell you something, church. You better be careful who you turn on that one-eyed demon. He'll deceive you. Let me tell you something. In case you all didn't know this, this right here does not make me a preacher. This right here didn't call me to be a preacher. He called me to be a preacher. I didn't ask for it. He just told me to. Preacher, what is saying? Just because you see one of these under somebody's armpit don't mean they're a preacher. They can mislead you. You don't know what they're trying to reach you out of. Unless you don't forsake yourselves to assemble together as a matter of some is, and you hear the true, inspired word of God for what it is. You have to have this. Hid in your heart, the psalmist said, his word, if I hid in my heart, then I may not sin against God. Right. If you have this hid inside of you, and some person comes to you and tries to feed you, some unspiritual, glorified doctrine, you'll say, that ain't right, because it don't line up with this.
Right. Yeah.
That's how faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word, because you came to the house of God, a place where the gospel of Jesus Christ is preached for what it is.
Yeah. Amen.
You need watered down.
Come on.
Yeah.
You need to be in the house of God.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
I've been convicted of this, church. Why is it even a question if we're growing? Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah.
Why is it even a question? We're going to church tonight? Why do we even wonder this? It's a given.
That's right.
Not
a question.
He said not to forsake it.
That's right.
Which night comes around, be in the house of God.
Yeah.
Don't worry about going with the fancy computer screens and the smoke machine and the pyrotechnics and fireworks and 4th of July and that kind of garbage. Go where the gospel is preached and go often. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Not to forsake it.
Yep.
It's a God-given right to be here. Don't you let some kind of lawmaker tell you you can't come to the house of God. He's bigger.
Yeah.
And he's gooder. And he's stronger than any lawman up there. It's a God-given right that we can be here.
Yep.
Don't forsake that right. You need to be in the house of God.
Amen.
It's important. It's vital. If you don't have this, it'll be just like wood, hay, and stubble. You start vanishing away.
Right.
And before you know it, you start losing the power that God blesses you with. You start losing your calling. Let me give this to you before we close. The Bible says in Job 14 and 1, it says, man is born of woman is a few days of full trouble.
Yeah.
Amen.
Just because you got saved don't mean your life's going to be easy.
Amen.
I'm telling you, sometimes you got to work. Sometimes you've got to persevere. But you know where you get some protein at? Right here.
Yeah.
This place is different. How many of y'all heard this? I'm trying to come to a close. The Lord's saying he's done in a minute. How many of y'all heard this excuse? Well, I can worship at home.
Yeah.
I can have church in my house. Have you ever found any word in this King James Bible where he saved the couch? You ever heard a word or read in here where he saved the TV box? You need fellow believers. We are called sheep for a reason. We need each other to survive. We are a flock.
Yeah,
you can't be what we have in here in the house.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
God can be there.
Yeah.
And sure, he's met with me at my little homestead. And it's been some great times.
Yeah.
But there's something about this sacred place. It's completely different than my house.
Yeah.
I've had some good studies with this man, the Lord. But there's something about coming to hear an old-fashioned preacher come up here and preach his lungs out and preach till his face turns red and do a little bit of expounding on what thus saith the Lord.
Yeah.
This is special. This is special. There's a reason it says in here not to forsake. It didn't give you one reason at all. One excuse. Be here. If the doors is open, I don't care if it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Don't care if it's Sunday. If God works on your pastor, he says we ought to have service on a Thursday. Praise God, be here and support the man.
Yep.
It ain't hard. We give our bodies and flesh all of the days of the week, but you got to be here. You need to be here.
Amen.
I've been sorry for a lot of things, but I've never been sorry that I trusted in Jesus.
That's right.
I never clung to name know a thing, but I knew I was lost.
Yeah.
And when God came into my life, I ain't what I used to be.
Amen.
But you know where it started? Faith cometh by hearing.
Amen.
And hearing by the word. Some old Christian, some old saint, wasn't afraid to step on my toes and hurt my feelings a little bit. By the way, if you study your Bibles in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter number 3 and verse number 1, the preacher said it like this. He said, there's a time and a season for everything. Sometimes, Brother Tom, they'll have uplifting messages. Time to reap. Time to sow. Time to laugh. Time to cry. Sometimes he delivers those and just makes you feel about that big. But he's doing it because he loves you. Sometimes he'll deliver a good, funny message. Uplift you, make you laugh. But it's all Bob. It's all for the gift of God. It's all because this place is holy. It's special.
Amen. Yeah.
I've met with some of you all outside the doors of the church, and I love every one of you.
Amen.
But there's something about this place that's different than Cage Cove Campground. There's something about this place that's far more different than sitting at a breakfast buffet table looking at a spread before you and laughing, having a good. There's something special.
That's right.
I think Moses knew what he's going on when he's to take his shoes off. There's something about being behind this pulpit that's just holy. This place is special.
Amen.
Special. It's sacred.
Amen. Amen.
Don't forsake yourself to assemble together as a matter of sin is.
Amen.
But you exhort one another. So much the more to see the day approaching. Christians, last thing I want to share with you. God said he's done with me after this. You see somebody down? Love them.
Yeah, encourage
them. Pray for them. Lift them up. That armor gets heavy sometimes. Lift it up, re-cinch it up, tie it up. Send them on.
Amen.
Preach the word. Be a light for Jesus. I know you won't get weary. But come here and get restored.
Yeah.
Unto the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Brother Tommy, come ahead, brother. I'm done. If you want to preach a while, preach a while. I'm done.
I'm
going
to ask you to get a song. I'm going to give an invitation. Let me
let me say this. When Paul went into Macedonia, the Bible said that he went down by the river. He saw some women down there, and they were working, and he went down there and shared with them. But the Bible said that there was a woman there that her name was Lydia. You remember that? And she was a seller of purple. And you know what the Bible said? The Bible said that God opened her heart. You know how somebody gets saved? God has to open their heart. Right? You won't just come any old time. Right? You might be sitting there tonight saying, well, I'm going to come back Sunday and I'm going to get saved. I may stand over your coffin before Sunday. And you in hell. You better get saved when Jesus calls you, or you're liable to miss heaven. Lydia got saved and was baptized and opened her house up to the disciples and constrained them to stay. You know why? Because it made her a new creature. But she had to obey God to get saved. Amen. He opened her heart and she obeyed God. She adhered to the voice of the apostle as he preached the gospel. I don't know you need tonight, but I'm telling you this right now. I don't want you to go to hell. People, the day he preached about is coming. You say, what day is that? It's the day of the Lord.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ is coming back. And if you die without Jesus, you're going to hell. There's no other place for the wicked but hell. I don't know your heart tonight, but I give you an invitation. One verse of a song. It's a simple thing. Either you want to get saved and escape hell, or you don't care. If your soul tonight is not prepared to meet God, you better consider that this is not the end. This earth is not the end. Oh, if I could give you a picture of hell. Surely to God you'd cry out and say, no, I don't want to go there.
Yeah,
please tell me how not to go to that awful place. Surely any rational thinking person would run for an offer to be free of hell's flame. It's as simple as this. Whosoever will, let him come. If you don't want to come to Christ, I can't make you. But you can't honestly tell me that you really want to go to hell. I don't believe you. I do not believe you.
Yeah.
Do not believe you. You say, preacher, I'm telling you the truth. Come on up here. Anybody got a match? We're going to check you out. Have I got a lighter? Let me borrow it just for a minute. This person thinks they want to go to hell. You see where I'm going?
Yeah.
You can't tell me you want to go to hell.
Amen.
But Lenny, they're dying every day. They're dropping right off it. It's enlarging it. God didn't create it for you. It's having to expand to take them on every day. Hell's just big enough for those going into it right now. It'll open its mouth wider tomorrow if the sun shines again.
Yeah.
But you don't have to go there. Go ahead. I plead with you to come.